Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. As mentioned, this primarily deals with halachas of Chazaras Hashat, but gets into a lot of different inyanim that are discussed in the Siman. It's probably going to take us a little bit of time. It's a very, very halacha l'maisa Siman, a lot here. But it's important to give some background about the nature of Chazaras Hashat. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that there's a machlokas between the Tana and Kama and Rama Gamliel fundamentally with regards to what a Shliach Tzibur is doing when he says his Chazaras Hashat. According to Rabbi Gamliel, he's motzi, the person who doesn't know how to daven. That's obviously someone who doesn't know how to daven. That's what he's there for. Someone who doesn't know how to daven the Shmona Esrei. So he's motzi him in davening. And he's motzi someone, even if you know how to daven, if you decide you want to be yotzi with the chazan, you can be yotzi with the chazan and have in mind with his Shmona Esrei. That is the din of Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Tana Kama disagrees, and it says that only that the whole takana of Chazaras Hashatz was for somebody who is an Eino Baki, somebody who does not know how to daven. And the Gemara in Daf Lama Dalet Amud Beis brings the Machlokas Barichus, and the Tana Kama asks a question, according to Rabbi Gamliel, why does the Tzibor daven? If he is able, if the Tzuyach Tzibor is able to emotzi everyone in davening, so just, that's great. According to Rabbi Gamliel, why don't you just not have a Tfilas Lachash, don't say your silent Shmon Esrei, and everybody will daven together out loud. That is the Gemara's question for Rabbi Gamliel. And so Rabbi Gamliel answers, Kidei lahastir shliach tzibur tefilasim, that the whole purpose is that the shliach tzibur should, together with the tefilas, when everyone's davening, be able to prepare his Shmona Esrei properly. That is what the Gemara answers for Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel asks the question of Tana Kama, that why do you do Chazaras Hashatz? And the Gemara answers, because again, you want to be motzi the Eino Baki, that's why you do Chazaras Hashatz. So we see lechora, there's a fundamental machlokas between the Tana Kama and the Gamliel to the nature of Chazaras Hashatz. What is considered the Ikar Tefillah? According to the Tana Kama, we understand lechora that the Ikar Tefillah is Tefillas Lachash, what you say silently. And that Tefillah B'Tzibur, Yidavon with the Minyan, is your Ikar Kiyam of Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, according to Rabbi Gamliel, one could entertain the fact that the tefillah Chazaras Hashatz is the Iker, and the whole reason that we say the tefillah together of Lachash was in order that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to properly recite his Chazaras Hashatz, and that's what we seem, that's what you could understand from Rabbi Gamliel. So the Ran over there in the Daf Arif, he says that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Iker tefillah is tefillah Lachash. And just because he's motzi at Sheina Baki, Rabbi Gamliel holds it also can be motzi Baki, but it's not the Ikar Tefillah. Ikar Tefillah, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is Chazaras Hashatz. And that's mashma in the Lashon, the Rambam also, that that the Ikar reason of Chazaras Hashatz is lehotzi et Sheina Baki, and that would be the case, then Chazaras Hashatz is so why do you have to have Chazaras Hashatz at all? Because if everyone is Bekian in your shul, but the shul next door is not everyone Bekian, so we don't have some people doing Chazaras Hashatz, some people not doing Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam says that therefore everybody does Chazaras Hashatz. And the Russian Megillah says that even according to Tana Kama, there's another point why one would need to do Chazaras Hashatz. It's because where else are you going to say Kedusha and Modim? Biyachad, we have to say Kedusha and Modim, and where are you going to insert that? And also where are you going to do Birkas Kohanim? So therefore, we also have to have Chazaras Hashatz. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara has a Shalka Vitaria, and the Gemara paskins that the halacha is like the Tana Kama. However, the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Ran explains that lechora we're talking about not just the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Let's take a step back for a second. Why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because the davening is very long there. Pushe brachos, a lot of brachos, and therefore it's understandable that even a person who is, again, they didn't have siddurim like we do nowadays. So even a person who is a baki, he's not necessarily going to memorize, like let's say the Shmona Esrei. That's, you know, most people do memorize the Shmona Esrei. However, someone who's a baki is not going to remember the Shmona Esrei for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. But the Ran points out, but wait a second, if we're assuming Yom Kippur has the regular Nusach HaTfilah of seven brachos like you have on Yantiv. When the Gemara says on Yantiv, it doesn't make any mention on Yantiv that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Ran understands that lechora, when we say Rosh Yom Kippur, that's only Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. And that's a very good raya that the Ran has, that that's a strong point, that Be'etzim should be on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Because you have, again, Malchus Zechornus and Shova, such a long tefillah, that at that point, that's why you have Malchukas. And so now that we got into a little bit the nature of the Chazaras Hashatz, so it's very interesting. There's a shoot of the Chassam Sofer, because it's going to have nafkamina. That's why we're introducing this, to understand the nature of Chazaras Hashatz, because the Chassam Sofer understands that the Ikar Tfilas HaTzibur is the Chazaras Hashatz. And Tfilas Yachash, Tfilas Lachash together is the Bechina of even a Tfilas Yachid of Yachid, they chidim together, but the Ikar, when you say you're downing the minion, according to Chassam Sofer, the Ikar part of downing the minion is the Chazaras Hashatz. So Rav Moshe in Chelek Gimel Siman Tes has a lot of kashas, like basically what we just said. The whole anacha of the Rishonim is that we even ask, why do we even have Chazar Sashat Zban Hazeh? If it was the Ikar Takana, how could they even ask the question? And also, the Gemara clearly sounds like the whole point of Chazar Sashat is for Inabaki, and how could you possibly call it Tfilas Yachid? And it's very interesting, because these are the Husafas of the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer, so if Moshe even wants to tell him, maybe the Chassam Sofer, maybe these are a Chelek that weren't actually written by the Chassam Sofer, he goes so far as to suggest that maybe the Chassam Sofer never said it. However, the Shuta Levi defends the Chassam Sofer, and he says that in the Chanami, that the Chassam Sofer, the Iker Tfilas Tzibur, is the Tfilah with the Shliach Tzibur together. And the Rabbana just say that you'd say Pelachas just because you don't have a sitter or different reasons, but Etzem, everyone would agree that Tfilah with the Shliach Tzibur is the Iker Tfilah, and he defends the notion of the Chassam Sofer. And it's also, we also see that Shever Levi points out that just like we see by a Korban Pesach that it's called a Korban Tzibur, from the fact that, because one of them, most times, one guy saying it, no, but we still call it a Korban Tzibur, and the one person's bringing it at a time, but they're with the whole Tzibur, that's still considered the whole Tzibur. So we'll just finish off with a very nice idea that Rav Soloveitchik was also medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Dalet of Ilchos Tfilah that Tfilas HaTzibur is the Chazar Sashatz. So and then he also continues the parak test that even the Bekiyim need to hear Chazar Sashatz. So we see over there that he calls it Ketzah Tfilas HaTzibur. So therefore, Rav Soloveitchik is mechadesh that really, and then in the second point again, he calls the Rambam calls Tfet, the Bekiyim Tzvichim Bishim Chazar Sashatz, that the Chil Tzvar of the Rambam brings the lashon of Tfilah Betzibur. So Rav Soloveitchik is mechadesh that there's actually two different Tfilahs. The Tfilah Betzibur, which is when you 10 people daven together, they're silent Shmon Esrei, and Tfilas HaTzibur. That's what Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it's Tfilas HaTzibur, and there's a lot of nafkaminas to that Tfilas HaTzibur. So the big nafkamina between Rav Moshe and the Chassam Sofer is Yachid, who's davening word for word with the Chazan. Are you Mekayim Tfilah Betzibur or not? So that would be another nafkamina. Are you mekayim that? That's one of the eights. If you come late, you should daven with the tzibur word for with the shliach tzibur word for word until you take the kedusha. So that is something which, according to some achronim, you're mekayim the concept of tefillah b'tzibur when you do that because you're in log with the shliach tzibur. And others would say no, that you're not mekayim that. So there is an nafkamina for the nature, but it also points out this the nature of the chashivas of chazar sashatz is that Rosh Mechadish and the Rambam that it's tefillah hatzibur is a whole other thing that together we're offering a tefillah. So that means you have to pay attention to all the words of the chazar sashatz and pay attention to what's being said. And according again, the Chassam Sofer, that's the bigger kiyum of the concept of davening with the minyan. According to Chassam Sofer, that's the ikar point of the tefillah b'tzibur. And so that with that, we see how important it is. And Alpi Kabbalah, born the Arizal and others, that the ikar also is the Chazar Sashatz. So we see a lot of makoros that a person has to be very careful to pay attention, not just run through the Chazar Sashatz, but to look in it. Also, the Gra brings that Melech. Both the Chassidish and the Litvash are very makbid that you should pay attention to the words when reading the Chazar Sashatz. Don't look around, look in your sitter, and pay attention to what the Chazan is saying that we're offering the tefillah together. Rav Soloveitchik even took it so far. We're going to see where this comes from, to have your feet together and to bow during the times where you say modim and the bowing. That's what we'll get to that, those halachas Be'ez Hashem later, but we see how far one should take the concept of Chazar Sashatz and try to pay attention to it. With that, we've just started the introduction. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Seifa Aleph in tomorrow's Daily Halacha.